This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There has been an ever-increasing drumbeat of alarm over the more than 62-year-old Enbridge Line 5, the one that runs under the Straits of Mackinac. Well, if pipelines built in 1953 have you worried, how about pipelines built in 1918? It's true. And the owner of these 98-year-old pipelines is asking the State Department to update usage permits on these pipes that run under the St. Clair River between Marysville and Sarnia, Ontario. And that's triggering alarms for environmental groups like the Traverse City-based group Flow for Love of Water. Environmental attorney Liz Kirkwood is executive director of Flow. We know a Texas-based company called Plains All American Pipeline has owned these lines since 2012. Liz, what can you tell us about these lines?
We have literally just unsurfaced this story, as you know. It was just last Wednesday on February 24th that we learned that the comment period for this new proposed presidential permit was closing. And at issue is a modification in Plains All American's presidential permit for these two 1918 vintage pipelines that were actually originally authorized by President Woodrow Wilson. And the issue is Plains All American would like to have these pipelines go back to the historic authorization that would permit not only these light hydrocarbons, but crude oil.
And you didn't get a chance, as you said, it just surfaced. Why was this not known until the window was slamming shut on the public comment time?
Well, that's kind of the $64,000 question. The way that the comment period happens is in the Federal Register. And essentially, if you're not reading the Federal Register or you haven't signed up, I guess, for emails, then it's not on your radar.
Liz, what kind of safety record does Plains All American Pipeline have?
Looking at Plains All American Pipeline's track record just in 2015 is quite alarming. You know, there were three major spills, most notably in the Santa Barbara area, with over 3,400 barrels spilling. That particular disaster was very concerning because there were all sorts of assurances that the pipeline company was using state-of-the-art integrity management systems, and PHMSA, the federal agency and regulator, recently determined that corrosion was the failure. So assurances are not enough, and we really need to better understand the integrity of these 98-year-old pipelines before we can have extended authorization for the transport of crude oil.
What do your studies show would happen if there was a breach of a pipe running between Marysville and Sarnia?
You know, my understanding, these pipelines seem to be underneath the bottomlands of the St. Clair River, which the risks and difficulties associated with cleaning up crude oil underneath the river are very challenging, particularly in freshwater bodies like the Great Lakes. And those are the type of issues that should absolutely be analyzed and considered in a process like this where there is a presidential permit.
So give us a sense, Liz, where things stand now. We know the company asked the State Department because it's the one that has oversight of these international pipes. So they've asked for the usage permit to be changed. Where we stand?
Well, right now, Flow, National Wildlife Federation, many other groups are hoping that Secretary Kerry will use his discretion under the executive order to reopen this comment period to reanalyze some of the questions that are being raised about this particular pipeline and the expanded use of and transport for crude oil. And, you know, in the meantime, we all need to better understand, you know, what's at stake in the St. Clair River vis-a-vis, you know, the age and the integrity of these pipelines.
keeping an eye on this request to update the usage permit for these 98-year-old pipelines under the St. Clair River. And we've been talking with Liz Kirkwood. She's the executive director of Flow for Love of Water. Liz, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.